The Amazing Race is back in the box, and joining us is the host and superstar former NRL legend, Bowie Ryan. Morning, Bo.
Hey, thanks for having me as always, guys.
Oh, mate, pleasure.
Sorry, I thought he was on singing Amazing Grace.
No, it's Amazing Race.
Race with an R.
Oh. Yeah.
Crap. Would you sing Amazing Grace for me?
No, I'm very patriotic Australia. I know most of the anthem. I mean, I know the original, you know, the original Dance Australia Fair, but then it goes into the second one, which my daughter sings at school. Can't tell you what that is, but still loud and proud.
I think it's un-Australian not to know. I think it's un-Australian if you do know the second verse of the anthem.
If you know it, you are an immigrant.
Yeah, I think so too.
I can tell you've never been to church because you just said Amazing Grace was our national anthem.
Bowie. I don't even listen. When I get in there, I just put my hand on my chest and just shut my eyes.
It sounds like my love life.
That's what she said.
Hey, Bowie, now, I know we're talking Amazing Race. We're getting this show up and running, and it looks pretty exciting. And I've seen a couple of the promos, and it's one of those shows. I think if there was a reality TV show I ever went on, I'd love to do this one.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw you promoting this with Sarah Harris on their show the other day.
Yeah, Studio 10.
Jeez, mate. There's nothing you won't do, is there?
Mate,
you were wearing lipstick on a treadmill.
You know, she treated me like her little
circus
her
monkey,
little guinea pig. Yeah. her little clown.
Yeah.
There's some things I want to say, but you guys are on early. I'll say it on the later of the version of this that comes out on the podcast. I went there, and Tristan McManus, who hosts the show Studio 10, had time off because it was his daughter's first day. Mind you, it was my daughter's first day, but it was year three. So I urged him to go there. It would have been upset if he did. But they said, come in and host the show. And I hadn't, I've been on the show many times. I didn't realize it started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
So AM. So I did radio before it for a few hours, just promoting the race, doing a lot of the rural ones and regional ones in different parts of Perth and the top end.
Sure.
And then they said, come and do the show. So the show goes for about 15 hours.
Yeah, right.
But I'm on there, and I remember when we started, the first couple of hours was great. But then when we got to about 11 o'clock, I said, this last hour is going to be very dangerous for me. As you know, I do a lot of things and get in trouble for them. But Sarah Harris, I've worked with a lot of people, especially on breakfast TV. And I know I'm in her stable, but I think Sarah Harris is one of, if not the most talented people on,
on
breakfast television. Yep. Because she doesn't make it all about her. She gives other people the room, and she just makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah, she's good.
She's a bloody star.
Yeah, she really is. She's got such a nice energy about her as well, which I love. Yeah. And you know, Bo, I've just had a little bub, and I've had the last 3.5 months off, so I've been watching lots of this morning TV, right?
Yeah, what did you have?
A little girl called Miller.
Oh, beautiful. So what, she's 3 months?
Yeah, 12 weeks. So,
which is it, mate? Three months or 12 weeks?
12 weeks at the moment.
I love them that age. Close enough. You still know where they are.
Yeah, that's it.
Leave them on the lounge. I don't advise people to do this. You can put on fan or whatever, watch a movie. You can leave them in the pool area when you're in the pool.
We'll cut that out. We'll have to edit that bit out.
I'm in the car when you're playing the pokies.
In the pool, when they're my son's age, all my son does now, he's nearly four. I leave him anywhere, and wherever he is, and he could be in the desert, he'll find a fridge.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
My son could be in North Korea, and he will find a fridge.
That's amazing.
He just finds the fridge and finds the chocolate. So.
That's hilarious.
Good boy.
Well, see, Bo, I think you'd be a nice addition to Studio 10 as well. I know you've got a lot going on at the moment with all these different TV shows, but I watched you way back on the Footy Show and things like that, and you were my favourite back then because you're funny, and you know, you're also very talented. You're a great footy player as well, and I don't know, I just think you'd bring another little bit of spark to the show. So have they offered that to you yet? What's the go?
They actually haven't, but I'll ask them in about an hour. I'm going in to do it again. The only thing with me, as you know, I'm up for whatever, literally. But I can't. There's a little laugh there. I'm up for anything. No, but I can't commit, man. This show is a huge commitment. As you know, I did a lot of radio. Got a lot of shows for Channel 10. But with this show, you got to understand, we were away for a couple of months. The voiceovers now, and I haven't said this before, but I've only done about maybe 14 eps. We've got 24 eps. So I've still got a lot of eps to finish in the voice. We're changing things every day. It's just it's a wonderful show, but the commitment is huge. Being away for a few months is Yeah, it's crazy, and I can't commit. But if they want me to do it, I'm doing it today, I'll do it again.
Awesome. Well, we've got to wrap up here, mate. Just quickly, you're best mates with Bruno Boucher, who is the Lisp King. Did you say the Lisp King?
That's Liz Smiley's husband.
mate, sorry, I haven't slept.
No, that's all right. Give us the top five reality TV shows in Australia right now. Make your own
top
list.
Number one, the God tier is Amazing Race. Because as you guys know, it's a real reality show. You get followed around 14 hours a day.
Yep.
There's no shit in it. It's just you. You're who you are. It's a real reality show. No
love
production.
It. I do love
okay,
it.
Okay, quickly with the other four.
I'm a fan of The Bachelor, eh?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I didn't think I'd ever say this. That one on the other end, a lot of production, a lot of editing. if I'm going to say number three, I'd have to go Bachelorette.
Yep.
Bachelorette.
Yep. Keeping the Channel 10 in line, yeah, that's good.
Keeping the Channel 10 in line. I also like... You run out of time? What else we got?
The Block?
I'm a sled, but I'm... Survivor.
Yeah,
Survivor. Yeah, good one.
And then for the fifth one, Amazing Race Celebrity Edition, which we're doing next year.
Okay, nice. Two of your own shows. Yep, that sounds about right.
Bobby Ryan, always a pleasure, mate. Thank you so much for joining us and all the best.
Yeah, thanks for the support, guys. I just want to urge everyone, pick a team, get behind them. We hit up the coast where you guys are, Sunshine Coast, one hell of a place.
Sure is.
The mountains there, oh my God. We had four seasons in one day. You'll have to wait to see what happens. But we nearly lost the team physically, but it was worth it.
It's a risk I was prepared to take.
Death on TV is great for ratings. So we'll see what we
my God.
Love you, Bo Ryan. Thanks,
see you,
mate.
I love you. See you, guys.